Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory, and I'm here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. And I have here with me today our co-host, Michael.
Hello.
Hello. And we just got back from an epic Mallory road trip.
An epic Mallory road trip.
What makes a road trip a Mallory road trip? Can you answer that question now, having been on a couple of them?
Overly booking it?
It's a good descriptor. I would also say little sleep, lots of activities, which goes with overly booking.
Yeah.
And lots and lots and lots of adventure and contrasting experiences.
Contrasting. What a nice way to say that. Almost like you just pulled random shit out of a hat and then we went to do it.
Well, that's what makes Weird World Adventures so perfect,
that's
right?
That's the formula?
That's the formula.
Wow.
Chaos.
You
and
heard
weird
the magic
things.
One right here. Just pull shit out of a hat.
So I'll just give a little bit of a rundown because you'll hear about all of it at some point in time here on the podcast. But today we have a specific highlight. We flew into Northern California. And spent the day at Sequoia National Park, which is one of my favorite places in the entire world. And it was Michael's first visit.
It's pretty cool.
Definitely.
There's some big trees.
Some huge trees.
One might say emasculating trees.
Girthy trees.
They were girthy.
They're girthy. And then we drove down to Long Beach. And that's where we're going to kind of stop and highlight today. But I'll just continue on with. And then went... So we did some interviews in Long Beach, and then we actually spent the night at the Queen Mary and had some really awesome interviews at the Queen Mary, and then stayed for the Dark Harbor Halloween experience because it's back for the first time in 5 years.
Yay!
Yay! And then we continued to Las Vegas, where we went to CSICon or CSICon. We're not really sure which one it is. We heard people say both, but it's a very exciting skeptical science experience.
That was my pick.
Yeah.
I pulled that out of the hat.
By chance?
No, that's the only thing I put in the hat.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, today we're going to focus our attention on the Dark Art Emporium in Long Beach. And it's, I guess, sister spot, the Fourth Horseman pizza place.
It was very cool.
It was very cool. And we'll give you a quick little rundown about the Dark Art Emporium. So the Dark Art Emporium is an eclectic and ever-evolving mix of fine art and oddities. From dark surrealism to new contemporary art, human skulls to taxidermy, our elaborate rooms are filled with pieces that aren't often found in most galleries and are never presented together. And it was definitely awesome.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I would definitely, I mean, if I had to give it a name, I feel like Dark Art Emporium just kind of tells you what it is pretty specifically. And it was created by two Jeremys, Jeremy Schott and Jeremy Cross. And we met with Jeremy Cross, the first Jeremy, after working as a documentarian and video director for heavy metal bands and pro wrestling. Jeremy hung up his camera to hang art on the walls. And the other Jeremy, Cross, was an artist or something like that and loves to put stuff on walls. So it seems like the partnership made in heaven there.
And there was some good stuff on those walls.
There was some
they
great
stuff. They did a good
stuff.
Job putting stuff on walls. We met with the gallery director.
Yes,
as well.
Lauren is the gallery director. She was wonderful. Everyone there was so kind. And it's one of those places that if I walked by it on the street, I would immediately be like, well, I have to go in there.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have walked by it.
Oh, yeah. And there was an eclectic blend of people coming in while we were there, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Many people came in like...
From all walks of life.
Yes.
And all kind of had the... Oh. This is quite the place you have here.
This is great. Somebody bought something like while we were there.
That's
and
right.
He, mm-hmm. he even said like, this is a great place you guys have.
Yep.
And I think one woman came in and she said something... I'm trying to remember what it was, but it was something you would never expect someone to say, like, oh, I like your collection of spiders.
Yeah. She was, like, bug shopping, right?
Yes.
For like, a kid, like a child.
Yeah,
like,
that's what it was.
Like, what I'm assuming was, like, a teenager.
Yes.
Not a baby child, but...
Yes.
She was, like, in the market for, like...
Yes. A scorpion? Or...
It was something like that.
I think so. And, I mean, speaking of the bugs, I will say, They had these. I'm kind of bummed I didn't get them now because I knew I was going to regret it later.
The scarab beetle.
Yeah. They had like the these like beetle earrings that were very shiny and very pretty, made out of like that hard rainbow shell of a beetle. And they were really pretty. And they were not that expensive either.
No.
I mean, for what they were, I would have expected it to be a lot more.
They had a good range of like, you know, like very high end and priced as such items and like stuff that would just, you know, you could walk in and, oh yeah, well,
yeah.
I'll just grab, you know, on a whim, grab this for whatever, 15, 20 bucks.
Yes. And then when you, when you do first walk in, I think the first thing my eye went on was there's a hyena.
Yeah, it's hard to miss.
It's hard to miss. There's like a hyena, a taxidermied hyena, like right when you first walk in and you're like, oh.
And is that how big they are? Just.
Yes.
It was big. That's not, I don't know. I thought they were smaller than that.
They, I think you think they're small because they're small next to the lions and a Lion King. Or the Lion King. Yes.
I'm just.
you're basing it on Disney.
I'm just basing it on Disney.
they do eat, I think, baby lions. They eat like babies out in the world. And they are smaller than lions, but they're still like
it's
dogs.
Those dingoes.
Yeah.
The dingo ate your baby.
A dingo ate my baby. But
which I think turned out to be true, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. There's I know it's a Seinfeld joke. Sorry for the deep cut reference here. It's an early episode of Seinfeld. Maybe the dingo ate your baby. And I think that is referencing a deep cut from the 80s, so like kind of before our time, from some woman that's kid, I think, went missing and.
And a dingo
dead.
Actually
and
ate the
her,
baby.
Like, she was tried for it. I might not have the details. I'm just riffing here. But I think she was tried, and her, like, defense was, a dingoes ate the baby. And they're like, dingoes don't eat babies. And then I think later on, they're like, oh, I probably ate that baby. I'll have to fact check that.
Oh, my gosh.
I remember looking it up after, like, within, like a couple years ago when I saw that episode. I was like, why is that? Like, what is that from? They're clearly referencing something in the episode.
Did the dingoes eat the baby? Maybe it'll tell us.
Maybe the dingoes ate your baby.
You know, that would make sense because...
Yeah.
A dingo did. Yes, a dingo killed Azaria Chamberlain, the 9-week-old daughter of Lindy and Michael Chamberlain, while the family was camping over near Uluru in Australia in 1980.
Hence the accent.
I did say they ate babies. Well, I was talking about hyenas, but it's, you know, it's like the Australian hyena.
Yeah,
the dingo.
It's all the same,
all the same thing. Wow. And it was turned into, the case was highly publicized and dramatized in television, film, stage, and opera. Hold on.
Classic
the
opera experience.
Ate my baby. Wow. Oh, what?
Wow, this is terrible.
What? Well.
Yeah.
Is another sidebar off that, you know.
She was convicted of murder. Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Yeah.
Wow. And the husband was convicted of being an accessory. Wow. After years of legal challenges, both parents were exonerated. Wow. In 2012, it was recently, a coroner ruled that a dingo was responsible for the baby's death.
Man.
The prosecution's case relied heavily on evidence of baby blood found in the Chamberlain's car. The Supreme Court found the substance was likely a sound deadening compound? What?
How do you fuck that up?
Right.
I mean, it's blood. I mean, it has blood proteins in it.
Probably.
I'm no doctor, but I'm pretty sure you can tell this thing.
It was the 80s. How good was, like,
I mean, it had heme, right? Heme. We can test for hemoglobin.
That's true.
It's not DNA. It doesn't need to match the baby.
Right. The baby. In Buffy, Seth Green's character has a band called The Dingoes Ate My Baby. And I never got it.
There it is.
There it is.
Is it less funny when the dingo did eat the baby, though?
Oh, definitely.
Right?
I think it becomes in bad taste at that point, right? Now all these TV shows and pop culture are making fun of these poor parents.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, my gosh.
It took 32 years for them to, the coroner, to
figure it out. Wow. Anyway, the dingoes. So there's a hyena.
This hyena could definitely eat a baby. Like, yes. Yeah, I guess that was my point. It was way bigger than I thought hyenas were, and it can. It would definitely eat a baby.
Yes, and so you see the hyena, and you're like, oh, well, that's a taxidermied hyena, and it's very nicely done. I will say, you see some of those bad taxidermies. This is a really good one. And they had this just, aside from the art on the walls, which was very, like, what they were highlighting had the dark surrealism, and it was very cool, and there's a few, like, pencil sketches. Mm-hmm. The detail was just incredible.
I had a few that reminded me of, like, a mix of Lovecraft and Hieronymus Bosch.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, kind of madness.
Have you seen, you've seen his, I've made you see his stuff, right?
We wrote a piece about it for
everyone
the
knows Lovecraft and stuff, I think. But yeah, Hieronymus Bosch was like 1500s?
I think so.
Like Dutch, a Dutch weirdo, right? I mean, like priest or
It's
clergy.
Like a lot of party scenes, but weird party scenes.
It does a lot of just like surreal, like heaven, hell stuff I don't really know how to describe it. I think most people would recognize some of his more famous stuff if you just saw it. But anyways, a lot of the stuff on the Dark Arts Emporium wall reminded me of some kind of mix between those two things.
Yes. There was, like, monsters. I like the werewolf piece.
The werewolf was cool.
That was very cool. And aside from that, there's, like, cabinets of curiosity that were very cool. That one of... They had an array of human parts you could buy, but they're ethically sourced. It says so on the website. And it's like teeth and bones and skulls, and you could buy a pelvis, it looked like, a pelvis bone.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff's cool. I like the body part stuff.
I almost left with a tooth.
You can get one from our daughter.
Some point. We'll be collecting a lot of teeth. Yeah.
I always wanted a real human skull. I have the, you know, plaster, the plaster ones, but they're quite pricey.
Yeah, I saw the one there was like a couple grand, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like
the going price.
The going price, and like a pristine one, I think you can spend tens of thousands on.
And he did say, he's like, you know, if you're in the market, I have the connections. That's what we do. So one day.
I know. One day, maybe.
And they have very antique medical tools.
Yeah. That like was, turn of the century type stuff.
That was cool. And then I'm just going to go through some of my photos
Turn of the century speculum, maybe?
The speculum? What's that?
You don't know what that is?
No.
Surely you know what that is.
What is
it's
it?
For the lady bits.
Oh, no. What?
I don't know. I'm not that kind of doctor.
What? Oh, my goodness. Is that what they open you up with? They do.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know.
No, thank you. Anyway. There was, I think, my personal favorite part, and I say that with sarcasm because I might have been potentially traumatized and also wanted to pet it, was, like, they have, like, baby taxidermy ducks. Little taxidermy ducklings. And that wasn't the only place we saw taxidermy ducklings that week.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I know.
You're from California.
That's not a thing.
We saw like four places selling taxidermy ducklings in a weekend. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it anywhere else.
In a weekend, we saw more taxidermy little baby ducks than I would like to see, and several babies in jars.
Yes, like
fetuses.
Yes. Human fetuses.
Human fetuses, yes, I will clarify. Human fetuses in jars. It just doesn't seem like a normal thing to see.
Just another weekend.
Another weird world trip. Yeah.
Let's pull them out of that.
But
baby fetuses.
I very, 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 very much enjoyed this place because I like art. I have a background in the arts. I obviously like weird stuff. I have a background in the weird stuff, and it was a nice kind of melting pot of the bizarre, dark surrealism, the art, just the ambiance of having, like, the human parts you can buy while you're shopping for your art, and then strange, like, bug pieces and taxidermy things, and they also had art supplies. That was nice, too.
Yeah. I don't have a background in art, but I do have a background in medicine. So the people bits and the tools and like the cabinet of horror things definitely spoke to me.
If you guys are in Long Beach, please check out the Dark Art Emporium. They have a lot of events and very cool exhibits and displays and things that go through there. I like that he said that they regularly change out the art that they feature. So it's not consistently the same. So you have a reason to go back.
It's also from a bunch of different, I'm assuming, local artists. Because when I was looking at all the pictures, it's all different artists that did it, which is cool.
Yeah.
The styles are very different.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
I like supporting local artists. I think it's very important. And it's cool when people can put different pieces, like come together from different backgrounds to create a collection. Because it's kind of a balancing act of how can you make it cohesive and all fit together coming from different people. But somehow it works very well. And it kind of adds texture and voice to whatever you're trying to put together.
Yeah, it all felt very on brand, but clearly different art, like clearly different artists.
And right now what they're promoting at Dark Art Emporium, so if you are in Long Beach, November 9th, so this coming November 9th from 4 to 9 p.m., The Creep presents Mondo Depravity, The Art of Cult. It's a group show, and I'm just thrilled hearing about it because The Art of Cult, I mean, how could I? I'm sad to not be in Long Beach.
I wish we were gonna be there for it.
Right. That would be really epic. So again, November 9th from 4 to 9 p.m. in Long Beach at the Dark Art Emporium. Check it out. And while you're there in the area, you have to check out their, I guess, sister spot. It's owned by the same guy. And it's called The Fourth Horseman. And it's a pizza place, but it's a 21 and over pizza place all the time.
Yeah, had a pretty nice bar.
Yes. And craft beer and fine wine and apocalyptic pizza. And I have to say, they went all out with the aesthetic. You can tell it's an art place.
Yes.
Yes.
Very similarly themed. You walk in from the daytime. You walk in and it's very, it's very thematically dark.
Yes.
And just covered in the same type of art. Very dark. I think the first thing I saw when I walked in was the giant picture of Hannibal Lecter in the face mask.
Yes, that's right.
It's just great. It's just great stuff.
And there's like just metal screamer music happening all the time. So you're like, oh, I'm in this now. Like you immediately know what you're getting into. So you walk in, there's like the heavy metal. The walls are all dark and they have like stickers and writing and things etched into them. And it's total chaos, but like in a very planned chaos kind of way. And there's like this dramatic gothic chandelier. And everything is like dark, but also very colorful with the lighting. And it was very interesting. And then if you go towards the back,
well, I have
there's
to
an arcade.
Say, also really nice shitters.
Oh, yeah.
Which are labeled
shitters. There's literally a sign that says shitters that points to there, and you know, so I knew where Mike was going when he went over that way.
Of the two of us, I am definitely not the most likely to be going to the shitter.
Wow. I feel so called out.
You started it.
They were very cool bathrooms. So there was graffiti on the toilets. The mirror, I liked it. So there were several mirrors with graffiti and marks and all stuff on it. And I liked that in the one I went into, when you looked into the mirror, it said, "You look good." Like it was good. Like good. Things like that were clever. Yeah. I think on the toilet it said, "Poop here."
Yes.
Okay, it did. Yeah.
Which was helpful because I wasn't sure.
I wasn't sure where to poop, but it told us. And there was like creepy haunted dolls just hanging out in the bathroom watching you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yep. That was a thing. And then there was an arcade.
Yes.
And, like a pool hall.
Yes.
Yes.
They had some good arcade. They had some good classic, oh, what would it be like early to mid-90s era arcade games? Like Street Fighter II
era. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even look. Wow.
I know. I'm terrible. I was so focused.
On the shitter.
On where we were going next and getting all of our footage dumped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I will say this is like just as a quirky, weird little story that happened in the Fourth Horseman. He was very nice and he hooked us up with some pizza, and that was
which was excellent.
It was excellent. It was very good. It was that it's that greasy, delicious. Mm-hmm. I'm eating
the
I'm
generous eating, slice, yes. And you're just like, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're getting our pizza. I'm like, well, we have to get drinks. And then we turn around, and there's just Skittles drinks, like in a bottle, like you know, is it 20 ounce soda?
Yeah.
But it's Skittles. And it wasn't a soda. It was like a drink. Like, do you remember Fruitopia?
Yeah.
It was like that,
yeah.
Where it's a fruit drink, but it's not carbonated. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like that. And we were like, well, this isn't going to be good.
Well, even the bartender was like, we just got these in. I have no idea what they're like.
Good luck. Yeah. So but it felt very thematic. These like, there's also black lights kind of,
yeah,
you know,
like were
put
extra
around. So they were extra glowy. Mm-hmm. So you get this like, they had a green sour one.
And the classic red.
Yes.
Original.
And I think you tried them both first.
Yes.
What did it taste like, Michael?
It tasted like what I imagine if you blended a bag of Skittles would taste like.
Right.
Not great in drink form. I like Skittles, but it doesn't necessarily pair well with pizza.
It's and good I actually in little did, candy form.
Yeah, and I did want like something cool and refreshing,
mm-hmm.
And
that wasn't
just
it.
Like it. Just felt like I was drinking sugar. I mean,
drinking a bag of Skittles.
Yeah, I was drinking a bag of Skittles.
It was.
It could have
weird.
Benefited from some carbonation. Something. Some other texture.
You know, I think if it had carbonation, it would have been better.
Yeah, it felt like I was drinking Skittle sludge.
Yeah, if you put a bunch of Skittles and soak them in water. I will say it was weird. It did just taste like you were drinking Skittles. It was not great.
It wasn't refreshing.
No, yeah. No. It did just taste like you're drinking a bag of sugar, which you don't really want to do when you're hot.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think it had more calories in it than normal soda. I remember looking and being like, oh. And then the sour one was better. Because at least
it's
sour. I like
the sour one better than the original.
Yeah. It was an experience that I will surely not forget anytime soon.
Then she made a second second trip to the shitter.
Yeah, I probably did. And yeah, so if you're in Long Beach, be sure to check out the Dark Art Emporium. And if you're hungry, go into the Fourth Horseman for pizza and beer.
Yeah, they were both great. They're also in walking distance of each other.
Yes. And it's a nice walk. You're in Long Beach.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's not too, I think it was late October and it was still kind of warm. So it was a good walk.
Warm enough to want to be refreshed, but instead I chugged Skittles.
Oh, man. And then, yeah. So, I mean, I guess that's all we have to say about it. It was a really wonderful, fantastic adventure. And it was a very eccentric part of our overall journey. And it tied in really nicely with a lot of the other stuff that we got to.
Yes.
Yes. And then we continued on to the Queen Mary, which we'll tell you guys about at a later episode of the podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about that and Sequoia probably at some point.
Definitely. And probably...
And anything else you pull out of that hat.
CSI Con, the real bodies exhibit.
Yeah.
That can go with the Twilight Zone.
That was cool.
That was cool. There's a lot of stuff you guys have to hear about. So until next time... Stay weird, everybody.